The Giant's Cake. This book is by Jill McDougall and Grant Wilson. Look at the back cover of the book. The Giant's Cake. The giant ate Hedda's cake. Then he roared for more cake. So Hedda made the giant a very big cake. Will the giant like it? Let's find out. Turn to the title page. The Giant's Cake. Words by Jill McDougall. Illustrated by Grant Wilson. A giant stomped over the hill and saw Hedda. "What have you got there?" roared the giant. "It's a cake for my doll," said Hedda. "I want that cake for me," said the giant, and he gulped it down, plate and all. "I want more cake," roared the giant. "I want lots and lots of cake."
"I'll make a cake just for you," said Hedda. "Come back tomorrow."
So the giant stomped back over the hill. Hedda put 5 scoops of wet sand in her bucket. Then she put 10 big scoops of mud in her bucket. She mixed the sand and the mud together. She sang, "Hold the cake, fold the cake, stir it round and round. Mix the cake, fix the cake, roll it on the ground." Next, Hedda put 5 round stones in her bucket. Then she put a very big, fat, slimy slug in her bucket. She mixed up the sand and the mud and the stones and the slug. She sang, "Hold the cake, fold the cake, stir it round and round. Mix the cake, fix the cake, tip it upside down." The next day, the giant came stomping back over the hill.
"Where is my cake?" roared the giant.
"Here it is," said Hedda. "I made it just for you." The giant opened his mouth as wide as it would go. Then he stopped and stared at the cake. The cake was staring back at him.
"Ah!" cried the giant. "The cake is alive!"
He dropped the cake onto his foot.
"Ah!" cried the giant. "The cake bit my foot!"
And he ran back over the hill as fast as his legs would go. Well, Hedda certainly solved her problem with that mean giant. That will teach him to be so greedy and bossy. Do you know anyone like the mean giant? Do you think Hedda is brave or clever? Let's read the book again. Turn to the beginning. The Giant's Cake. Words by Jill McDougall. Illustrated by Grant Wilson. A giant stomped over the hill and saw Hedda.
"What have you got there?" roared the giant.
"It's a cake for my doll," said Hedda.
"I want that cake for me," said the giant, and he gulped it down, plate and all. "I want more cake," roared the giant. "I want lots and lots of cake."
I'll make a cake just for you, said Hedda. Come back tomorrow. So the giant stomped back over the hill. Hedda put 5 scoops of wet sand in her bucket. Then she put 10 big scoops of mud in her bucket. She mixed the sand and the mud together. She sang, "Hold the cake, fold the cake, stir it round and round. Mix the cake, fix the cake, roll it on the ground." Next, Hedda put 5 round stones in her bucket. Then she put a very big, fat, slimy slug in her bucket. She mixed up the sand and the mud and the stones and the slug. She sang, "Hold the cake, fold the cake, stir it round and round. Mix the cake, fix the cake, tip it upside down." The next day, the giant came stomping back over the hill.
"Where is my cake?" roared the giant.
"Here it is," said Hedda. "I made it just for you." The giant opened his mouth as wide as it would go. Then he stopped and stared at the cake. The cake was staring back at him.
"Ah!" cried the giant. "The cake is alive!"
He dropped the cake onto his foot.
"Ah!" cried the giant. "The cake bit my foot!"
And he ran back over the hill as fast as his legs would go.